This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, this is the DJV program, Daily Interplay with the... Does that sound right? Maybe that doesn't sound so good, huh? Doug Steffen interplaying with Jennifer Horn, interplaying with Victoria Keelan, yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Jay Kirshner.
I don't know.
Okay, another big intro to the
sounds
DJV.
Sounds like a conference term. We need to have a seminar on interplay.
Hmm. Yes, right. Well, it's probably... Right, if you bring in the diversity officer and the human resources people, it's probably what that's all about. Speaking of human resources, we have a lot of resources devoted to talking about covering what's going on in Washington. Jennifer, looks like Joe Manchin wants the Democrats to identify their top priorities in spending and back them rather than to try to limit the bill that we're talking about, the Build Back America or BBB or whatever it is. He wants it at $2 trillion, or it's at $2 trillion. He wants it less than that. And he's got the floor. He's got the podium. He's got the bully pulpit. So he probably gets his way, right?
He's in a position. If they want it to pass, he's going to. Look, Joe Manchin has crumbled before. He has so far been strong. I think he's got to answer to West Virginia, which is a state that is going to be really negatively impacted by all of the spending and the regulations that are tied up in the Build Back Better plan. And so he's got his constituents to answer to. Certainly he has the party to answer to. He's getting pressure from the president. So... He's, as much as people think he's the most powerful guy in Washington, D.C., and maybe he is, he's not really in an enviable position, that's for sure, because he's going to disappoint somebody.
All right. So we were talking off the air. Excuse me for a minute.
It's a real live
big
show.
One. Wow.
Yes.
Yeah,
I don't know if that was a sneeze or a cough of blood.
Either
way.
No. All right. So the governor of Florida, Mr. DeSantis, has been accused of pressuring University of Florida, because the COVID data they've come up with hasn't been to his liking. So he said he had grave concern about the numbers, and the Florida University officials say they have grave concern over him retaliating against them. So what is the issue there? This is somebody that we have talked about.
The numbers to be as high as they are. I mean, look, no governor wants that, right? No governor wants that, right?
There's also an effort to pump up the numbers to try to justify certain behavior.
Yeah, that's true.
So I no matter where you fall on the issue of COVID or whoever you think did a good job, I don't think we have a real accurate count of anything because you've got, like, people in, people in California were being tested multiple times and counted each time that they tested as a positive. So you have totally inflated numbers in California. If you had tested once and you wanted to test again to see if you still had it, you would count as two positive COVID tests. So I don't know if you can trust the California numbers. Then there's people who are saying that Florida's downplaying them. I don't think that we can trust much of anything.
Yeah, I mean, in Florida, there was that one town, I think, in Boca, was it, where they had the nursing home, and there were 4,800 people died who just were left off the record. So he's gonna have to answer to that. It's the same thing that Cuomo did with the nursing homes up in New York.
He didn't move sick people. I mean, they may have undercounted, but Cuomo actually.
But hiding numbers is hiding numbers.
Yeah, but
hiding numbers.
But putting people into nursing homes to cause death is criminal.
Mm. All right. Speaking of criminals, there are a lot of criminals who are getting involved in crime that's related to COVID. This time of year, we've had Attorney Steve Weisman, who's written books on the various types of things that are being done at different times of the year to rip you off. And so now the latest schemes are not only Christmas-oriented, but COVID-oriented. And I don't know apparently the White House is paying attention to that. Ladies, The number of the
I don't know what you're referring to. What I can tell you is that the White House is trying to pretend that the smash and grab robberies that are going on in California are somehow related to COVID. They are not. They are related to the fact that there is no punishment in California and in these blue cities that are being affected by them. The DAs that have come in, mine included, George Gascon in Los Angeles, he's getting special circumstances. He's trying to ask for leniency for the guy who walked up and killed Jacqueline Avant because he doesn't want this guy who killed her to be convicted because he's a gang member. I mean, he is disgusting. He's letting murderers out of prison after just a few years. These criminals laugh when they get arrested because they know they're going to be out on the streets again. And so it's pretty pathetic to listen to Jen Psaki, who says, oh, well, these smash and grab robberies are because of COVID. No, they're because people have no, there's no punishment. There were 14 people who were arrested in Los Angeles for smash and grab at the Grove, and all 14 of them were out within hours of their arrest. So what's the point?
So there's two messages here. One of them is, as you've just suggested, the political attributes to some of the COVID problems that we have in terms of crime. And then the other one that I don't want to let go of are the number of crimes. People are getting phone calls, emails, and they are COVID specific as to, oh, this is, you know, somebody, are you worried about getting COVID? Then call this number. We have just the thing that'll keep you from having, you know, don't have to get a shot, but you take this vitamin and you'll be fine. And it's a complete scam. So those are there. That's why I brought it up. But you brought up another thing that also has great value. Apparently, the president's going to Kentucky and Tennessee to check out the damage. Right? Why do we have to? Why does the president have to go to Tennessee?
All you got to do is look at the video. Right, he should go to everywhere.
Yeah.
He should go to all the states.
And then do what?
Well, after they've already declared an emergency, so funding and support is, you know, is opened
being there
up.
Being there matters, though. He's doing the right thing.
It does.
Every president needs to go when there's a disaster.
All right. So what's the state death toll in Kentucky is 74 now plus. The situation in Kentucky, not as bad as Tennessee. We're actually looking into, I'm going to try to support, we're trying to find what we think is the best. And if listeners have a suggestion, Jay, this might be good. Have listeners through our social media suggest one or two or three of the, I don't go with the Red Cross. I don't want to go with some big organization. I want to find some organization that is specifically working on the problem in Tennessee and Kentucky to help all the people whose lives have been destroyed by the tornado devastation. So,
yeah, organizations that aren't going to keep a cut of the donations.
Right. And then we'll tell people about it between now and Christmas. Maybe you'll feel like instead of giving a present to someone who doesn't need it, you might give $100 or $50 or $5 to this charity to help people out. That's what I want to do with Christmas. I was going to have a Christmas sort of, we were going to have a, not a contest, but we were going to do something to help a family. And then I just decided that the need is so great in Tennessee and Kentucky as well.
Kentucky got hit the worst.
Kentucky got it the worst.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. So,
anyway. And I think it's the number's now 88 people who have died, including, and they just released a picture of this 2-month-old baby who is just precious and did not survive. And so now the victims are from like 2 months old to 86. So it's not a discriminating tornado. It hits everybody. And they were saying that people's belongings were 150 miles away in some cases.
So
they were finding stuff 150 miles out.
Yeah. There's the swath, the way it was described here is pretty interesting. The swath of these tornadoes was the length of the state of Massachusetts. From Boston to Albany is 200 miles. And that was how, that's the swath of this thing. One way or another, people in that area were affected, you know, by either directly or indirectly by what was going on here.
The other thing that also, one other little thing that we, that's not little, one thing that I would like to add that we really need to focus on, and this is something that just, I believe, and Jen, you probably know the answer to this, it just failed through the Senate or Congress recently, is upgrading the 911 system, which is something that is going to cost a lot of money, but in a lot of cases, these people were, these victims of this of these storms were asleep at night, and the 911 system and the emergency alert systems weren't working, so they didn't even have a chance. And so that's something like, you know, talk about a bipartisan effort that should have come through, and it was yanked out of the Build Back Better, which is part of infrastructure of building our national, it's a national security and safety system. And for whatever reason, no one could agree on that, which is just insane to me. It's like, do your freaking job. You know, if you're an elected official, do your job. And don't let people down by not having an emergency alert
system.
Politics
is more important.
Yeah.
Going to political realities. We're getting what we pay for, in essence. 16 past the hour. This is the DJV program. Here's some powerful information. This has just come to light. The fact that COVID, those tentacles that you see, you know, we see the pictures of the virus itself that has those little, like,
the
nail-like spikes on them,
yeah.
Right? So those spikes have been designed by the Chinese crafters of the various virus, the virus and the variants, to latch on to fat. So the powerful message here is for people who are overweight, if I can't make it any more dramatic or any more personal than that, with this new information, even more reason for you not to let yourself succumb to eating and not exercising, eating and not taking care, eating and not being on, you know, a diet, or protect yourself using Calitrin, as it works to eliminate the fat. That's how it works. So eliminate the fat, eliminate the risk of COVID, certainly much more so than if you if your immune systems don't work well in fat. So if you are overweight, then by design your immune system's not going to work well. So let's get you to the place where you're going to be comfortable. Again, a very powerful message about what COVID likes in your body and how you get rid of it. You get rid of it by eating well, exercising, staying on Calitrin. I know you want to have a great time this Christmas. We all do, and that's okay. Eat, but be intelligent about how you are approaching the issue at the end of the day. In the end of the day, you're going to gain some weight. So if you're on the Calitrin program, you can go to their website, toploss.com, and see easily how it works to protect you and your health and your well-being. It's really fabulous. It's been around for 24 years, so you know it's got to work. They've helped millions of people lose weight and keep it off. That's the bottom line, keeping the weight off. Figure out how it works for you at toploss.com, or you check out. The Christmas special is yours if you use the code DJV on checkout, plus no shipping charges. That's Calitrin at toploss.com.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues. Right now, MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Dashing back into your ears and your head here on the DJV program, it's Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner and Victoria Keelan on the trending side of things on our social media. People are always commenting on things that we're talking about, and Jay does some research to see what across these various platforms people are talking about, and it seems that we have a focus on Home Alone, which we're going to get to right after this.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 6655 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 6655. Enjoy!
This guy's got the appropriate name, Devin Rattray. That's not really his name, but it looks kind of like, what is it, Rattray? Rattray. What's, how do you...
I don't know. I think I'm going with yours.
Rattray? Yeah.
Rattray. I think Rattray is fine.
Rattray. Okay. He's a rat. He's in the new Home Alone movie, this guy. What's going on with him and his girlfriend? Did you see trending here?
Yeah, and he rose to fame by playing the bully big brother to Kevin McAllister, Macaulay Culkin's character, Buzz McAllister. That's this guy. Reprised it in the new one. He was in the sequel to Home Alone, Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, and he and his girlfriend got into quite a situation, quite a quarrel at a hotel in Oklahoma City. The police were called. He allegedly was strangled her. Like, it got...
Punched her in the face.
Argument turned physical. Yeah, it was alleged that he punched her in the face, had his hand over her mouth, tried to strangle her. After the feud broke out, the cops were called. They did go their separate ways, you know, for the night once things calmed down. But this, they're supposed
to
be.
Who hangs around with a guy like this in the first
Well, Gabby Petito. Yeah, we know that. Right. That's the most recent, and look how that ended. So, yeah, unfortunately, too many women are just.
So why are women, from your point of view, the two of you, why are women attracted to guys like this?
I don't think it's so much an attraction. It could be partly an attraction, self-worth. Mm-hmm. They don't, some, a lot of times, these women, it's not like that they're truly choosing to be in this relationship. They've been so beaten down mentally. Also, these are victims.
Well, but does it come from a family of people that don't respect you, fathers, mothers?
It could come from an abusive household. They could come from no household. Yeah. Maybe they didn't have any guardians or parents.
And sometimes women just have very low self-esteem, and even the parents and, you know, did everything that they thought that they did right, it just, sometimes it just happens. It's tragic, and there really isn't.
And nobody fits into one box. Nobody fits into one box. Sometimes there's savior mentality of, oh, I can change him, or, oh, when this happens, things will calm down. When we get married, things will calm down. When we have a child, he won't be so abusive anymore.
Right. Good luck. Okay, I want to know how the Chris Noth Peloton ad happened. That's floating around. Everybody's talking about this.
Yeah, so apparently Ryan Reynolds, his company was already talking to Peloton about a kind of like a subscription product with his creative. He first met the chief marketing officer at the beginning of the month, and then as soon as the episode dropped, Dara, is that how you would say her name? D-A-R-A? She contacted Ryan Reynolds and was like, dude, we got to do something. This whole conception of the start to finish product happened in 24 hours.
So he called up, Ryan Reynolds calls up Chris Noth and says, you got to do this.
Yeah,
right,
Chris
basically.
Noth, he was in immediately.
Well, of course, yeah, exactly. That a great story. 40, where are we? 28 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Air Force has discharged 27 people for refusing to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the vaccine is critical to maintaining the health of the force and its ability to respond to a national security crisis. All those discharged were younger, lower-ranking personnel. It should be noted, Oklahoma's Republican Governor Kevin Stitt and the State Attorney General have filed a lawsuit challenging the military's mandate for the state's National Guard. The tornadoes over the weekend killed four Tennesseans. Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn on Newsmax says the rebuilding has begun.
We are getting people back online for power and utilities, and that work will continue this week.
A judge in coastal Georgia has set a sentencing date early next year for three men convicted of murdering Ahmaud Arbery. Father and son Greg and Travis McMichael and their neighbor William Bryan are set to be sentenced January 7th. USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
As military leaders testified against President Biden's plan to withdraw from Afghanistan, Biden is now claiming he had no options and had no idea how to get out of Afghanistan without it being a total disaster, as history will remember the decisions that led to American deaths.
President Biden boasted that he would be willing to lose his presidency over how he conducted the United States' disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. Speaking to CBS News correspondent Rita Braver.
Afghanistan. Well, I've been against that war in Afghanistan from the very beginning. We're spending $300 million a week in Afghanistan over 20 years. Now, how do you know, everybody says you could have gotten out without anybody being hurt. No one's come up with a way to ever indicate to me how that happens.
In September, Commander of U.S. Central Command General Kenneth McKenzie and Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley testified before the Senate Armed Services Committee under oath that they recommended against Joe Biden's withdrawal timeline and warned of impending collapse of the Afghan government. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
After months of rumors, Hard Rock International has confirmed it will buy the Mirage Hotel from MGM Resorts on the Las Vegas Strip for just over $1 billion. Hard Rock says it plans to build a guitar-shaped hotel on the Mirage site. In the official announcement, Jim Allen, chairman of Hard Rock International, said Hard Rock Las Vegas will be a fully integrated resort. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 after the hour now, the DJV program, Tuesday, December the 14th, on the air. I am Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. I do want to go back for a moment, if we may, before we celebrate Roast Chestnuts Day, to the Peloton ad that appeared overnight that referred to something in Sex and the City, because this is such an actually, it's really an interesting story as to how people think. So, Sex and the City is a huge, it's a great, what would we call it? I suppose
entertainment, yeah, but it's more than that. It's a cultural thing that was started around the life of Carrie Bradshaw and how she was and who she was. You're impressed that I know her name?
Very.
In Sex and the City. And so, and I, mostly I was, as a man, I, you know, it's cute to see the girls and I have them tell their stories and stuff, but I always wanted this, the subplot that was most important to me was Chris Noth being Mr. Big, because I've been a fan of Chris Noth's forever, since the original Law and Order days. So him being Mr. Big and them having their affair and back and forth, he was always in and out of life and yada, yada, yada. So him dropping dead after riding a Peloton bike, and I have no apologies for spoiler alerts for those of you who haven't seen it.
Oh, my gosh.
If you don't know this yet, that's kind of on you.
Yeah, right. Okay. So anyway, a huge reaction to his death. And the stock in Peloton, we laughed about this, but I'm sure unless we had stock in Peloton, we probably wouldn't have been laughing. I'm sure the people at Peloton, so they're in, like, okay, how do we fix this? So apparently Ryan Reynolds, who's a smart cookie, has this big advertising agency now, among other things that he does. And he had reached out to the Peloton people, and then all of a sudden, bing, bang, boom, everything's falling apart. So Ryan Reynolds calls up Chris Noth and says, what do you think? And okay, I'll be right over. That's, you know, kind of how it sounds, right? Isn't that how it was put together?
Yeah. He just called right away. And then Peloton is kind of winning the internet with saying, they tweeted out, if we can put this together, if this can be, if the commercial can be put together in 48 hours, you can take some time today to get on that bike.
Yeah,
you can do your workout. Yeah,
you can do your workout. You
Peloton started. I feel like Ryan Reynolds is still helping them behind the scenes because their first reaction to it was so lame. And I mean, it just was like, well, you know, Mr. Big, he ate steak and he didn't live a healthy lifestyle. It's like, no, that's not what you said.
No, they were, they even were like, we prolonged his life.
Yeah, I mean, it was so bad. And then thank God Ryan Reynolds was like, okay, I've got an idea. We'll make this a lot better.
And then you look at the narrative behind it, and this is what people love, the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Sure.
Everybody won in this across the board. The promotion
the
for Sex
up.
In the City, the
Over
stock goes
bucks.
Back up, people are back on Peloton, and then he comes. Well, you've got the ad there. Let's play the audio in a second here, Phil, if you will. This call took place. Was it Friday or Saturday morning or something? Ryan Reynolds calls Chris Noth and says, yep, when do you want to get to, let's do it. So it was either Saturday night or Sunday morning that they actually shot the spot, and it was on the air on Monday, right?
It was all over the internet on Sunday. Yeah.
Sunday.
This was so fast. Yep.
Yeah. Right. Anyway.
From start to finish, completely 24 hours. We actually got a direct message from Tisha McCoy, who said that she was listening to us yesterday as she was pulling into the recycling center and saw a lady throwing away a Peloton box into the
garbage. No way.
Yeah.
That's funny.
All right. So here's the audio that we're talking about from the commercial.
To new beginnings.
To new beginnings. You look great.
Well, I feel great.
No, sir. Parker.
Should we take another ride? Life's too short not to.
And just like that, the world was reminded that regular cycling stimulates and improves your heart, lungs, and circulation, reducing your risk of cardiovascular diseases. Cycling strengthens your heart muscles, lowers resting pulse, and reduces blood fat levels. He's alive.
I just love that quick, he's alive.
Yep.
That was Chris Noth. And then actual Peloton instructor Jess King, who played Allegra, who was doing the class that Chris Noth's Mr. Big was taking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they had to fly her in from wherever she was, right, unless she was based in New York. Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively live in New York, so they were already there, and Chris Noth lives in New York. So it kind of came together as like a New York effort, and even Magnolia Cupcakes, which is, Doug, you've probably never had them, they're the most delicious, and it's a New York staple. and very much a part of Sex and the City. They're always getting Magnolia cupcakes. Literally, the show put the bakery on the map. And so Blake Lively, married to Ryan Reynolds, who also famously played a fashionista in New York City, Serena Vanderwoodson, so she shows up with a box of Magnolia cupcakes and a really sweet note that she wrote to her husband, and basically saying that he's, you know, her Mr. Big, and that, you know, he pulled this off, and it was just like a really cute little love letter, and she signed it Serena Bradshaw, which for women everywhere were like, okay, because her character had a lot of influence from Carrie Bradshaw on her show Gossip Girl, so it was really a full circle pop culture moment, and the internet is just loving it.
And it's fun. It really is. Fun, fun, fun. All right, today is Roast Chestnuts Day. Chestnuts. How many people know where the chestnut tree comes from? How many people care where the chestnut tree comes from? It's an Asian tree, then brought to America. The natives had been consuming chestnuts long before the first Europeans got here. But then when the Europeans got here, them being introduced to the chestnut from Sardis. Sardis was the ancient capital, part of Turkey. American chestnuts decimated by a deadly blight back in the early 1900s, about the same time that the pandemic took place in the 1910 through 1920. 4 billion chestnut trees died then. And so they're coming back. I have a chestnut tree in my yard, and it's really kind of fun to watch the chestnuts drop. And there, you can, you know, I mean, I don't eat them. I never thought chestnuts were that attractive. A lot of people cook them, right? You put them on the grill and you cook them.
Yeah, you roast them. I mean, that's what that amazing smell at the holiday time in New York City is. Chestnut. New York City's not known for giving off
roasting,
great smells,
open fire,
but this is one of
Jack
them, and
Frost.
You can smell it. Yeah, you can smell the chestnuts on every street corner. So yep. I've never had them. I mean, I know I see all the tourists with bags of chestnuts. I've never had one. I've had water chestnuts, which
they
is
smell
more
better
Asian
than
thing.
They taste. Let's put it that way.
Mm.
Okay?
Yeah.
You go from there. All right, J-Lo is going to be on tonight. The Voice finale is tonight on NBC. This is a big deal, right? This will probably put her on the, put the show on the top of the ratings this week. So she's going to sing this new song is what we're playing here. This is On My Way. Can I crank it up? Oh, I like this. It sounds like something from, what is that Disney movie?
It sounds like it could be in a Disney. Yeah, it could be any one of the Disney ballads. Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so I'm not
It's from her
rocker.
Upcoming movie that comes. No, you're not. Not today. It comes. It's from one of her. It's from
the
her
Mary
future
movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. That
in,
looks so
Valentine's
cute.
Day.
I can't stop watching
Wilson?
The trailer for it.
Yeah.
Owen Wilson, I can do without. Why doesn't she do something like that? Well, she wasn't back with Ben by the time this was done.
No.
Right?
No, but here's a little Ben gossip. So the movie that Ben made with Ana de Armas, who is the lead girl in Knives Out, remember the girl who's the nurse? So that's Ana de Armas. She's sort of like a rising star. Well, she and Ben Affleck were dating, and then they made a movie together, and it just got shelved because no one wants to see him opposite an ex-girlfriend. And the movie studios, this is all over the gossip sites, the movie studios don't know what to do with it. They don't like each other, and they refuse to promote the movie together. So it's kind of like the new Geely, so it's never going to be seen.
Wow.
Do you remember? He was seen throwing away a life-size cardboard cutout of Ana de Armas after their breakup.
Yep. And then it wasn't too long after that, he was back with J-Lo. I think that there's going to have to be a Ben and J-Lo movie, right? There has to be.
Because, yeah, exactly. All right, now let's keep moving in the same circle. Mariah Carey, next up in the focus, who is known as probably the queen of Christmas in many different ways. And there's still, when that song comes on after, 10 years, 11 years, 12 years, that song has been around.
More than
that. It still feels good.
Yep.
This is the part. Crank it up, Phil. Who doesn't feel good? Who doesn't feel fabulous when this thing is on the air? You can't get away from it. It's one of those things. This is a miracle. Like, I wonder if she really knew when she recorded this what was going to happen to her? Or was it just another song? Has anybody ever, is there a story with this that she talks about with regard to seeing this and going to the studio?
Actually, yeah, there is. And I just saw it. I think that there it's part of maybe her Christmas special this year. There's a brand new special on Apple TV Plus, and it's the Mariah Christmas.
Yeah.
And so I think she talks about how the song came together. I think she was in the studio recording something else and got an idea because she loves Christmas, and it kind of just came together in the studio. And
fabulous.
I don't think anybody knew.
Well, you know what? Some of the best stuff, if you go back over the Wrecking Crew or the, what was the outfit that was in Detroit? Not the Wrecking Crew, the Wrecking Crew's California. But the guys, the Funk Brothers. If you go through the stories of how they created music when the stars would come in, even the new, there's a movie out that's actually quite good about, what's her face? You know what
Aretha?
Means? As you get older, yeah, Aretha.
Aretha, oh, respect. My parents just saw that. They loved it.
No,
oh.
There's another thing that's out with somebody else playing Aretha that's even better, goes really in-depth into what her whole career was all about. And in the studios with Jerry Wexler and these guys in the band, they would sit there for hours. They didn't write any of the music down. These people, the Wrecking Crew, the guys in Detroit, the Funk Brothers, they didn't write anything down. They just played with the ideas and came up with all the music, and that's how these things come together. They'll sit in a, I remember time after time telling these stories when I was a disc jockey about guys who would come in. Some of the musicians would come into the studio and talk to me about how this song came to be or that song came to be. And they're more often than not horsing around in the studio. They've got extra time, and they just come up with something, and bing, bang, boom. The Beatles, how many times have you heard the story?
I was just going to say, have you seen the new Beatles?
I haven't seen it yet, but I want to, yeah.
It's 10 hours of them goofing around in the studio and coming up with some of the most legendary songs ever. So,
that's
crazy.
All right, so the reason that we play the Mariah Carey thing is because apparently she likes McDonald's. She's a big Mickey D fan. So she teamed up with them to develop the Mariah menu. Some of her favorite, I just can't see people, I don't know, maybe just me. Maybe I'm a snob when it comes to this stuff. This ad started this week. It's going to be the 12 days of Christmas. Every day is a different feature on the menu, free, with any $1 purchase of the on the McDonald's app. And apparently the Mariah menu items come in festive packaging as well, inspired by her love of Christmas.
So it's all red and glittery.
Yeah, that's cool. That's all right.
No, these items were picked because they're her actual real-life favorite items from the McD's menu.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, she has two little kids, too, so I'm sure that the kids love McDonald's as well, so it's cute.
Why is it that kids... my grandson, and I, it will probably be the same with my other grandson, Miles has never been into a McDonald's. And it was
An In-N-Out burger?
No, they don't go... They don't eat meat and stuff. That's not what...
Oh, okay,
No, they haven't been there. But he doesn't even know culturally what this stuff is about. So the other day they were talking about it in his school. He's in the first grade. And the kids were talking about, I guess one of them brought a McDonald's, one of those happy boxes or whatever they call them.
Mm-hmm.
What do they call those?
Happy meals?
Happy meal. And he didn't know what it was. And so there wasn't any teasing going on, but it's like a cultural thing that has been created. I mean, imagine the good side of this is imagine being able to create something as huge as McDonald's and have it become a part of American culture. That's really what was achieved by Ray Kroc. Not that because the stuff is junk that they serve you, but the fact that it has become such a part of Americana. And if you don't know about it, you're sort of left out, which, I don't know, I guess I find it amusing. But he just passes it off. He doesn't, all right, what's next? That's one of the most wonderful things about this kid. It is like water off a bat. He has something that confronts, that challenges him, and he figures out how to figure it out, and then he just moves on. I've never actually seen a child do things like that. It's just amazing. He just keeps moving. Maybe it's like his grandfather. Don't sit still. Let's go. Keep moving. And I think that's one of the refreshing things about...
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Past the hour. This is the DJV program. Chuck Curry is going to join us in a moment to discuss the motion picture aspects of the Golden Globe nomination. So stick around for that. A couple of interesting nominations here for Best Picture. We'll get to that after this.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 6655 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 6655. Enjoy!
Hey, how's it going?
Word of mouth has Dante's dental clinic thriving.
17 new patients? Nice! Is this next month's calendar?
But he needs another dentist to give his schedule a good cleaning.
This is this week? You're kidding. Oh, you're not.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Movie Moments with Chuck Curry here on the DJV program. All right, sounds like a big build-up. Chucker, what do we have going on here?
That is John Williams' theme to the 1974 disaster film, The Towering Inferno, which opened, Doug, this day in movie history, December 14, 1974, part of the disaster trend, 2 years removed from the Poseidon Adventure. Irwin Allen, who produced the Poseidon Adventure and The Towering Inferno, was on the top of Hollywood before he crashed and burned in the next like 6 or 7 years with The Swarm, Beyond the Poseidon Adventure, and When Time Ran Out. But The Towering Inferno was one of the greatest star pairings of all time. Paul Newman as the architect, Steve McQueen as the fire chief. Great supporting cast, Fred Astaire, Jennifer Jones, Robert Vaughn, O.J. Simpson, too, Doug, who was very likable, actually, in The Towering
Until
Inferno.
He wasn't.
Very likable. Until he wasn't.
Good line, Victoria.
I love that show. Still, pound for pound, The Towering Inferno, which is somewhat of a forgotten movie now because of disaster movies. Not everybody digs a disaster genre.
It was such a ham and egger. It was ham and eggs.
It was one of the greatest
spectacle
movies of all time.
And I heard that McQueen and Newman didn't like each other. Is that true? Do you know?
Well, it was an ego thing. Here's the thing. In the contract, Steve McQueen requested that he have at least the same amount of lines as Paul Newman. So each one had an equal amount of dialogue in the film, even though Steve McQueen enters it about 40 minutes in. And on the billing and the credits, they had side-by-side billing. There was a big ego on Steve McQueen's part. But his performance in that movie, and just pure star power, elevated that to a very good movie, in my opinion.
Yeah, but those movies like that require no acting ability whatsoever.
No, I don't agree.
Really?
Watch Steve McQueen in that movie. You realize this guy was a movie star. I mean, this guy was a movie star.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about learning the lines and having to really put your heart into it. I mean, the star power, the magnetism of the way, and that was Irwin Allen's genius. It was the way he filmed these people and put them together. The story was Ham and Egger, and
it was a concept. The Poseidon Adventure, they got from a novel. Towering Inferno, they got from two novels. But Irwin Allen's whole claim to fame is disaster movies. That's all he did. Yeah. He just did disaster movies. He did some really good ones, and he did some bad ones, but his career, I think, extremely interesting. Other news I just want to point out, reviews are coming out for Spider-Man No Way Home, which opens this Friday or Thursday night. Great buzz on this film. They say this is a complete home run for Marvel. If this doesn't bring people into movie theaters, Doug, we're going to know. This is going to be the test. I mean, this has to open.
The Golden Globe nominations were announced. I don't know the movie, The Power of the Dog. I've never heard of it before, but I want to see. Huh? What do we know about that?
I don't know much about it. I got to read about it, and I'll get back to you in 2022.
Thank you. Best Motion Picture, also Belfast, Dune, and King Richard, if you're interested in those nominations. Yeah, we can talk more about that on tomorrow. Chuck Curry is here with Victoria J. and Doug at 59 past the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.